Day 3. Number 1. Thousands of Chinese call for a boycott of Japanese products. Chinese citizens are using the internet and now violence to oppose Japan's bid to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council. Angry protesters hurled rocks, bottles, and eggs at the Japanese embassy and the ambassador's residence. They believe that the Japanese have no right to be on the council. The public's anger was further fueled when the Japanese government allowed the publication of several history textbooks with distorted historical information. Number 2.
In Zimbabwe, the opposition is charging that President Mugabe is using violence and intimidation to win votes in Thursday's elections. When Mr. Mugabe took office in 1980, he was applauded by many as a progressive leader. Now, U.S. President George W. Bush calls Zimbabwe an example of dictatorship. Despite heavy international criticisms on his government, Mugabe is not affected by the call for a fair election. Many here are afraid of further violence and even civil war.
Number 3. Going against international pressure, Iran has reopened a facility for converting uranium. The United States and the European Union say Iran's uranium enrichment project would convince them to seek UN sanctions against Tehran. Iran denies any plans to build nuclear weapons. Many Iranians believe that these Western countries have no right to prevent them from having nuclear facilities. They claim some of these countries possess much more dangerous amounts of uranium. Dictation for Day 3. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. Thousands of Chinese call for a boycott of Japanese products.
Thousands of Chinese call for a boycott of Japanese products.
Number 2. Chinese citizens are using the internet and now violence to oppose Japan's bid to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council.
Chinese citizens are using the internet and now violence to oppose Japan's bid to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council.
Number 3. They believe that the Japanese have no right to be on the council.
They believe that the Japanese have no right to be on the council.
Number 4. In Zimbabwe, the opposition is charging that President Mugabe is using violence and intimidation to win votes in Thursday's elections.
In Zimbabwe, the opposition is charging that President Mugabe is using violence and intimidation to win votes in Thursday's elections.
Number 5. When Mr. Mugabe took office in 1980, he was applauded by many as a progressive leader.
When Mr. Mugabe took office in 1980, he was applauded by many as a progressive leader.
Number 6. Despite heavy international criticisms on his government, Mugabe is not affected by the call for a fair election.
Despite heavy international criticisms on his government, Mugabe is not affected by the call for a fair election.
Number 7. Many here are afraid of further violence and even civil war.
Many here are afraid of further violence and even civil war.
Number 8. Going against international pressure, Iran has reopened a facility for converting uranium.
Going against international pressure, Iran has reopened a facility for converting uranium.
Number 9. Iran denies any plans to build nuclear weapons.
Iran denies any plans to build nuclear weapons.
Number 10. Many Iranians believe that these Western countries have no right to prevent them from having nuclear facilities.
Many Iranians believe that these Western countries have no right to prevent them from having nuclear facilities.